Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Not everything that is fitting is pleasant, and not everything that is pleasant is fitting. Forgiving an offender is fitting, but it may not be pleasant. Giving and receiving discipline is fitting, but it may not be pleasant. Likewise, loving your disrespectful boss or unloving neighbor is not pleasant, but it is fitting. And living a life of righteousness in the midst of an evil and wicked generation is not pleasant, but it is fitting. There are things that are unpleasant, but are worth doing even if it is not fitting, because sometimes it takes time to bring out the pleasantness or peace out of the unpleasant situation. People are worth loving even if they are unpleasant. Remember, though we were unpleasant at one time and from time to time, God always loves us. Psalm 147 tells us how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Praise is both pleasant and fitting to God. Praise lifts our spirit. Praise restores our hope. Praise dispels our uncertainty and celebrates God's victories. Praise glorifies our God and magnifies our Savior. Praise is the lifeline of our souls. Praise is the language of heaven. No wonder praise is pleasant. Shall we not then do what is pleasant and fitting more often, more spontaneously, more exuberantly, more reverently, and more sincerely? We should always praise God for His unending mercy. Salvation is from God, and He has given us His many spiritual blessings. Our response should be one of praise and glory to God. We praise God for what He has done, and we worship God for who He is. Lent is a fitting time to praise God, and that is pleasant. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Remember, my friends, praise is a vital part of a surrendered life to God, and it gives credit where credit is due. Shall we pray? Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Gracious, loving Almighty, in this season, fill our hearts with pleasant and fitting praise that flows from our hearts to honor You. Through Jesus Christ, our hope, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.